This is VOA News. I'm Tommy McNeil. Qatar's foreign ministry spokesman said Tuesday the negotiations in Doha for a Gaza ceasefire and hostage release have made progress, and a counterproposal could soon be presented to Hamas. Details from VOA's Jeff Custer.
Foreign Ministry spokesman Majid Al Ansari said Israeli intelligence chief David Barnea flew into Doha for talks with the Qatari prime minister and Egyptian officials Monday, the first such talk since mediators failed to secure a truce before the Muslim holy month of Ramadan, which began last week. Ansari told reporters Barnea left Doha Tuesday, but technical teams are now discussing details of a potential deal.
So we are at a point now where we are expecting that a counterproposal would be presented to Hamas, but this is not the final step in the process, obviously. Until we reach a place where both sides can agree on language of an agreement, these, you know, steps back and forth will continue.
Jeff Custer, VOA News.
The incoming Palestinian prime minister has laid out plans for reform, but faces major obstacles. AP correspondent Charles Illedesma explains.
The incoming Palestinian prime minister says he'll appoint a technocratic government and establish an independent trust fund to oversee Gaza's reconstruction. In a mission statement acquired by the AP, Mohammed Mustafa lays out wide-ranging plans for the kind of revitalized Palestinian authority called for by the US as part of its post-war vision for resolving the conflict, but the PA has no power in Gaza, from which Hamas drove its forces in 2007, and only limited authority in parts of the Israeli-occupied West Bank. Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu has ruled out